Greetings, members and friends, and welcome to another commentary and preview to this Sunday's study of the Word. This Sunday's study text is entitled, The Creating Word Becomes Flesh, and it is based on John chapter 1, verses 1 through 14. The introduction to the Gospel according to John is one of the most important and theologically relevant passages of Scripture in the entire Bible. In these first 14 verses, John gives a description of who Jesus really is. John's description of Jesus essentially describes Jesus as God manifest in human flesh. He begins his description by stating the power and person of the Word. He says the Word was in the beginning. There is nothing before the Word, just as there is nothing before God. Both God and the Word were in the beginning, and both are God. God and the Word are the same. Furthermore, all things were made by the Word, who is also God or the Creator. In the Word or Creator is or was life or the power to be. Along with the life given to humanity came light, which is knowledge of truth or the power or ability to know or experience truth. True knowledge or light, as John calls it, shines or exerts itself against darkness, which is evil caused by ignorance or perversion of knowledge. It is this light of life found in every person which gives human beings a clue and ability to make sense of their world and existence. John the Baptist was a man sent by God to be a forerunner of the light of life. He was not the light, but was born to tell people about the future arrival of this light and how he might be identified. His testimony was that he is the light of truth who gives knowledge and the ability to know to all people. The light of life was already in the world, and through the light of life, all things were made. However, the world did not recognize or acknowledge this creating light. And when the creating light came to reveal himself to the things he himself had created, his created things reacted negatively toward him. But to those who embraced and welcomed him and believed him, the light of life, truth, and knowledge, they are and were given the privilege to or honor to become the children of God. These believers in the light were ordained or destined from the beginning to become the children of God. Finally, John concludes that the Word, who he just explained and declared is God and the light of life, took on human form and dwelt among the people he created. And both he and others saw him with their own eyes and the grace and truth that was in him as the only begotten or born of God sent into the world. This introduction to the Gospel of John is foundational in establishing who Jesus really is. It is through this text that help Christians make the claim that Jesus is one with God himself. The entire Gospel of John is presented from this viewpoint of who Jesus is, what he was doing, and why he was doing it. There is no real or true understanding of Jesus in any writings in the New Testament without this introduction of the Gospel of John. This introduction settles the question of who Jesus actually is. Other references in Scripture give insight to his identity, but there are none greater and unambiguous than these 14 verses. Well, be sure to look over the study again and come prepared to offer your comments, questions, and perspective on the meaning of the study. If you can't attend your own Sunday school class this Sunday, you can join us live and online at 9 o'clock a.m. at our website and clicking the online services link. You can also join us live by dialing 508-924-2890. If you have any questions or comments, be sure to place them in the comment section, or you can share them on Sunday. So let's all have a great lesson and discussion this Sunday, and remember to fear God and keep His commandments.